Let's go visit another artisan of Michigan. We're not too far from Kalamazoo, and we're visiting Paul Rutgers of Rutgers Wooden Spoon and Utensil Company. Rutgers did not start out with a passion for carving spoons and ladles. He worked in construction, laying tile. Then the Great Recession hit, work dried up. He said money was tight and Christmas was coming up, and he thought instead of buying gifts for family members like his mother-in-law and his sister-in-law, he'd make some wood spoons for them. They were a hit. Their friends liked them, and they wanted some.
Just one thing leads to another, and next thing you know, I'm carving spoons for a living and kind of an accident. And I've never met anybody other than maybe my kids that think, oh, I'm going to carve spoons someday.
He remembers the first time going to a farmer's market. He had some spoons, but not really enough money to pay the $50 fee for setting up a booth. So he approached the market's manager.
I'm sure I'll sell something, and can I pay in a couple of hours once I sell some stuff? And she said, yeah, that's fine. And I think I sold $600. And I'm just, you know, I'm feeling shocked. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling relieved.
He knew he was on to something. He paid some bills, made more and different wood utensils, sold some more, bought some better tools. This was a total surprise. He'd intended to carve decoy ducks, nice ones that you put on display to make some money. He says he really doesn't mind the switch at all.
I like carving spoons as much as I like carving ducks. So I think the most rewarding part is just feeling like I'm not working. When I was doing tile work, I couldn't wait to get home and get my shop and carve, and I still have that feeling of I love to go to work, and I don't have a job that I hate.
Rutgers says this is all very nerve-wracking at first. I mean, he had a family to take care of, and a rainy day at a fair or a farmer's market could mean almost no money. He was used to a steady paycheck, and this was not that. But a good day would mean enough sales to make up for the bad days. So who buys the spoons and spatulas, pie servers and ladles? Everybody.
You know, a lot of people are really into food, right? Foodies and stuff. And so it's really, you know, all... I can't really judge, pick a person out at a show or something and say this person's going to buy a spoon from me or not, because you can't tell.
Along the way, Rutgers stumbled onto some tools that have helped make things more efficient. For instance, he uses this ball-shaped grinder on the end of a high-speed drill to hollow out the labels. It's loud, it's dusty, and it was actually designed to rough up big truck tires for patching, but it really makes things go faster.
That's the nice thing about that grinder. Probably the first 5,000 spoons that I made, I was using a gouge and a mallet.
All right. The thing you said that got me more than anything else is the first 5,000 spoons. How many spoons have you done?
So I'm not really good at keeping track of things. I kind of figured averages and estimates. And when I say spoons, I'm, as far as the number I'm going to give you, it's, you know, like the little spatulas.
Sure, all the utensils, yeah.
Probably 35 to 40,000 maybe.
And how long?
10 years.
That's a lot of spoons.
That's a lot.
You can find Rutgers Wooden Spoon and Utensil Company online at Etsy, or you can follow the company on Facebook and find out the next farmer's market where you can find those spoons. That's Paul Rutgers, our latest artisan of Michigan. Support for arts and culture coverage comes from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. Artisans of Michigan is produced in partnership with the Michigan Traditional Arts Program of the Michigan State University Museum.